Be still and know. Author John R. Gunn writes, "One day I called to see a man in his office and found him in high glee. He seemed to be walking on the mountaintops. Another day I called on the same man and found him down in the dumps, seemed to be groping in the valley of shadows. I was looking for a man to do a certain job. 'Do you think he will do it?' I asked one of this man's friends. The reply was, 'It depends on his mood.' There are many such people whose course of action is determined by their moods. Not motives, but moods govern them in everything they do. They are ruled by the passion of the moment rather than by a fixed principle or policy. Life is bound to be a disappointment to such people. In their better moods, they are responsive to the best things and successful enough in whatever they undertake to do. But what happens? Soon they fall into a low mood, and then everything changes. They become irresponsive, and whatever they attempt goes badly. There are some who try to justify their moods. They reason that nature has her moods, and so have men. There are days of sunshine and days when the sky is overcast with clouds. And so it must be in the souls of men. But this is not so in all men's souls. It need not be so in yours. You have the God-given power to control your moods, if you will but assert it and make the effort. Put your trust in God. Use the power He has given you, and you will soon find yourself the victor, not the victim, over your moods." Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this question from the Psalms. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?